And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Going to finish off the hour here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells going solo here the rest of the show. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the budget. And I know that there's a lot of work going on right now to finalize the budget here for 2021. And if I remember right, you guys recently approved the budget to be published.
Yes, we did. It's not quite a full mill drop, lowering it a full mill, but and then we commissioners discussed reducing our salaries, and we settled on 5%. And one thing on those salaries, I see figures published in the paper, and of course you probably know what my opinion is on some of the things you read, but I checked with the finance director yesterday about that figure because that didn't show up on my W-2. The figure that's given in the paper is commissioner salaries. That's what's budgeted. That's not what's actually handed to the commissioner. It involves, you know, your workman's comp and unemployment, FICA insurance, health insurance. And of course, several of us commissioners, we don't avail ourselves of the health insurance, which is fairly expensive. So those figures you read in the paper, that's just what's budgeted in case a commissioner avails himself of all the services, and that's the cost to the county. That's not the money that the commissioners receive, but I thought it was appropriate because we've asked our outside agencies to either stay flat or reduce their budgets, and I felt it was appropriate for the commissioners to reduce their salaries to help encourage that aspect from the outside agencies. And then our internally, our departments, they've done an excellent job of cutting and paring and getting down to the basics, because what the unknown is yet is what's going to occur. I'm more concerned about the tax collections December 20th than I was about the ones the second half of 2019. And so that could have a big impact on Raleigh County. Thankfully, Raleigh County only relies on about 5% sales tax for their budget. So the sales tax is down a little bit. So there's some concerns coming ahead. I think whoever the commissioners are on the next budget for 2022 are really going to have their hands full, possibly. But like I say, we've got this one established for this year. Raleigh County has very little debt. Bills are paid, and we have money in reserve for emergencies. So right now, Raleigh County is in very good shape, even with the COVID-19. However, that approximately $15 million coming in is going to have a big impact on our county, because there's been so many entities have so much expense, and this is going to help offset some of that, and that'll be money here in our community.
Imagine the health department and EMS are probably a big part of that. They're probably reeling quite a bit.
Oh, yes. And it's affected all the departments to one extent or another. And they're doing a very good job of tracking, keeping records every day so that we can be sure anything that was can be funded by that money will be. And so we kept very accurate paperwork. We had our departments we were sure that they would do that, and that way we can maximize the return on it.
In terms of hiring, I don't recall. Is there a hiring freeze right now at the county level?
Not necessarily a freeze. We run pretty lean on the departments. So what we set that up is before there's any hiring now, that needs to be passed by the county commissioners for approval. And it's up to the department head to establish if that's how critical that the position is, and does it need to be filled right at the moment.
Okay. Well, and when is the so is that published in the Mercury now, the budget?
I think it's published in August, I believe.
I see.
Which is coming up pretty quick. I can't remember. I don't have a list of the budget schedule, but it will, like I say, we've pretty well finalized our end of it. So now, between now and the end of the year, of course, we still can lower the budget even after it's published. We just can't raise it any higher than what's published.
Right. Okay. Well, the longer this pandemic goes on, obviously, changes can be obviously expected very, very possibly. Moving along here, some other topics. The firing range, I know that's ongoing here. What's the latest with it?
Well, we went ahead and signed with the TRS Range Services and for both firing ranges, and I think they're supposed to be completed, I think, by the end of October, at least both of them, I believe, as I recall. Right now, we have to relocate an easement on the property, and we still have water line yet to get the easement and get the water line in. Additional power if required. I didn't look at the size of the power that's on site right now, but I'm sure it'll have to be larger than what was there just for the quarry operation. And I think I saw in the paper we were going out to bid then for the structure, for the building out there for training and to handle the equipment and everything necessary for the range.
All right. That's a big project out there, and obviously one that has been in the works for a little while now. Are you pleased with where you're at with that?
Well, yes and no. It's just a sticker shock on the price, and that's just me. But it's a necessity, it's required, and it's what we have to do. I had no anticipation that it would actually run as much as it did. But there again, I'm not knowledgeable in building ranges and everything, and they have to meet a lot of federal, state guidelines. There's all types of guidelines they have to meet, as well as the training that RCPD has to do. I was wanting to try to combine the two ranges, or actually shooting areas, into one. And then the experts, the professionals, explain to the commissioners then how the system operates and everything. So we went ahead and signed with TRS Range Services, and we'll have the two firing ranges out there and hopefully in operation by the end of the year.
All right. Well, and then, of course, the other thing is the next local health order. You guys spoke on it yesterday during your county commission meeting, and it seems like each commissioner has kind of their own thoughts on how to proceed with recommending or masks in this next ordinance.
Well, basically, you know, for me, the knowing I was sure that the city was going to go the direction they did. That's generally where most of the cases are. That's where the pandemic is the heaviest, and so. Being a rural resident, I know I didn't want to overload or impact unnecessarily people that may not have the involvement that the city people do. And so I was going, in my mind, with recommending wearing a mask in the county, but not an enforcement. I don't want to see RCPD out there, a couple neighbors or somebody at the local elevator or somebody get too close or somebody call. And we've already loaded RCPD up with enough work, I think, with the enforcing the one in Manhattan. So at the time, now if the cases occur out in the county, then we'll have to stiffen that up. But right now, I think the wording difference, we're very close on coming to an agreement Thursday.
All right. And that will be released on Friday, and then the next order goes into effect, I think, on Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
So. I believe that's correct, Brandon.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, you know, obviously this is a trying time here, and we were talking during the break, you know, just how difficult this is this year, and you guys have a lot of different things you have to take care of. Obviously, you have to get the budget done. You have to get all these other things done. Just talk about just the stress that this whole pandemic has put on the county.
Well, it is stressful because it's a lot of additional work, and then to top all of this off, we have three, I believe it's at least three department heads retiring, and that takes a lot of hours to do a search for department head, to do the interviews. We're going to be busy all day Thursday, interviewing, and we'll have another position to fill towards the end of the year. So, yeah, throwing all that into the mix, that's. I've never gone through having to replace that many department heads in 1 year. And typically it was just one every other year or so. And so that's an additional load. And you have to ask a lot of questions. You have to really you know, see if the person is going to be suitable for working here in Raleigh County.
I'm trying to think. So the folks that are retiring, you got Pat Collins, you got the Public Works Director. His name escapes me right now, but
Leon Hobson.
Leon, yeah.
And Monty Weedle.
Okay.
Planning and Development. Mm-hmm.
And you also have Cindy Vellante that's going to be moving on too, and that's going to be a tough job to fill too. She's done quite a great job there.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Like I say, it's been a big load this year so far, and we're only in July.
Yeah. Well, halfway there, I guess, is one way to look at it.
Well, thankfully.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, Ron, we sure appreciate the time, and thanks to Rich Vargo as well for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
All right. Hey, thank you, Brandon, and I want to thank Rich again also.
All right, that's going to wrap up our show here for today's In Focus. Coming up tomorrow, Focus is on education. We'll have Manhattan Christian College. Kevin Ingram will be joining us, and we'll also talk to members of the USD 3-3 School District, Eric Reed and Jardine Coleman.
Well, we do have a change in programming for tonight. The Kansas City Royals have announced that there will be no more Royals playback until regular season or whatever it is, the baseball season begins. Clark, Rush, Dan, and the game all on the way today.